The AccuWeather forecast, partly sunny, high today around 84. Governor Scott Walker will be among the many speakers at the Republican National Convention this week, leading, of course, up to the nominating process. And he says Americans can depend on Donald Trump to change the business-as-usual approach to government.
They want somebody who's going to truly shake up Washington. People have had enough. They've had enough with the well-connected in Washington seeming to have their way. They've had enough with the federal government that amasses more power in Washington. They've had enough with an economy that doesn't seem to take care of everyday Americans.
The governor also saying that if he seeks re-election in 2018 and wins, he would fulfill his term and not seek another office, saying it's hard to do what's needed on a campaign other than for the position you already hold. One of the security issues getting attention at the Republican National Convention site in Cleveland surrounds the fact that Ohio is an open carry state. Alice Stockton Rossini with more on that.
Ohio Governor John Kasich says he doesn't have the power to suspend federal and state constitutional rights or state gun laws. Some Cleveland cops working to keep the peace during the RNC convention say it would make their job a lot easier, but not this police sergeant.
Usually law-abiding citizens, if they're carrying their guns legally, they're usually not a problem at all. It's just the people you don't know have guns and are violent. That's the ones you worry about.
But you don't think your job would be easier if open carry was suspended for the convention?
It depends on the circumstance. Not necessarily. Anybody can have a gun.
Alice Stockton Rossini, NBC News Radio, Cleveland.
The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department's Operation Drive Sober initiative from Friday at 4 p.m. through Sunday at 6 a.m. resulted in the arrest of 15 drunk drivers, including a woman from Caledonia. A combined average blood alcohol level of 0.12. Three of them were repeat offenders. Among the drivers cited for the first time, 28-year-old Caledonia resident Jessica Treba. Prior to the start of the weekend operation, a 52-year-old man, Bernard Roberson, he was found outside his disabled vehicle on I-43 northbound near West National. A sheriff's deputy noted empty beer bottles in the bed of the pickup truck. Roberson's 0.24 on the breath test led to his arrest on his seventh drunk driving offense. Two people swept into Lake Michigan from a Sheboygan pier Sunday afternoon as high waves broke over that pier and swept three men into the lake. One of them was recovered safely. The Coast Guard got involved in searching for the other two. Over the past 2 years, records show that Wisconsin taxpayers shelled out $2.5 million in wages for almost 400 prison workers to wait at home while they were investigated for alleged misconduct. Most of the workers found to be at fault in some way. A few, though, were not. But they were all paid to do nothing for an average of 54 days, often despite seemingly simple cases to review, this according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And the fourth annual Kenosha Pride March from the Simmons Park Library to Harbor Park Sunday afternoon began with about 150 participants. Executive Director Dan Seaver said it was nice to finally get a break on the weather, but the horror of what happened in Orlando was still on the minds of many.
We do want to remember that we as a community need to stand up and stand strong. That's the most important thing for us to take from what happened in Orlando. We need to still stand strong at this point. We are one community. We are united with Orlando, and we will stand by each other.
The march to the lakefront led by Tremper student Ash Whitaker, his transgender identity battle against Kenosha Unified and which bathroom he could use, gaining, of course, nationwide attention. Governor Scott Walker requesting the Federal Emergency Management Agency do a preliminary damage assessment after the torrential rains caused more than $28 million in estimated damage to roads and bridges up in northern Wisconsin. The governor issued a state of emergency last week for eight counties. FEMA officials will be looking at the damage at public infrastructure next week. Information gathered going to be provided to him to help determine if the state will be requesting a federal disaster declaration. That would be the first step toward requesting federal disaster assistance. Well, whether or not Republicans can use their national convention this week, where the governor is going to be, to show that they're unified behind presumptive nominee Donald Trump, that will depend heavily on party leaders and the candidate himself, according to Marquette University Law School political scientist Dr. Charles Franklin.
If Donald Trump presents himself both in actions during the convention and in his acceptance speech as standing for solid Republican principles that some Republicans have been troubled he may not hold, then I think that helps him bring people back together.
On the schedule to speak today, Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark and Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy. Tomorrow, it'll be Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson and House Speaker Paul Ryan. The Kenosha City Council meets at 7 o'clock tonight. That'll be at the Municipal Building. The agenda items include another tax assessment challenge settlement agreement, this one with the owners of the former Dairyland Dog Track site. a $345,000 contract to resurface 26th Avenue from 69th Street to Roosevelt Road and 13th Avenue between 68th and 71st Streets. There is also a grant agreement with the Fund for Lake Michigan with the next five phases of the Eichelman Park Beach Restoration Project. Total cost on that, more than $182,000. We are now midway through the summer, and education professionals, again making a pitch for more summer learning programs. Matt Boulay with the National Summer Learning Association says it's really unfortunate most of the investment in kids these days and their education, it gets concentrated on the normal school year.
Summer's the most unequal time in America. We invest, as a nation, billions of dollars in our children's healthy growth and development, but that investment really takes a break over the summer.
Several school districts, of course, in southeast Wisconsin, like Racine and Kenosha Unified, offers summer school programming. And the Racine Salmonorama 2016 version, the big winner for $20,000 and the top prize, Mount Pleasant's Eric Hoffman, he had the biggest fish, 30.40, a brown trout. The Racine Ironman 70.3 triathlon turned out to be a little bit less than that, more like 44.5 instead of the stormy weather that canceled the 1.2-mile Lake Michigan swim and the 56-mile bike ride that had to be shortened to 31.4 miles. The 13.1-mile run, though, that remained intact. Colorado's Matt Trabat, he rallied near the end of the run to overtake last year's champion Lionel Sanders to win the men's title by 74 seconds. Kansas City's Lauren Barnett easily getting the women's crown by 8 minutes, full of compliments for everybody involved, including organizers.
Just, I'm always amazed at the hospitality towards complete strangers, and they went out and put chalk all over the course, and we didn't even end up riding that section, so then they went out and put chalk all over another section of the course, and so they've been running around for me like crazy, so I just wanted to thank them. To my fellow competitors, you guys are amazing. I mean, it was, of course, we all want to race a standard format, but I'm proud that we were able to roll with the punches and still put up a good fight to the finish.
Racine County's top finisher, 45-year-old Jim Thierfelder from Franksville, in just under 3 hours. Caledonia's Village Board will meet at 7 o'clock tonight in the Eastside Community Center, and among the agenda items, a presentation by the state DOT on a proposed roundabout for the intersection of Five Mile Road and Highway 38. There's also a resolution that trustees will vote on in reference to support for the project. There's a conditional use request by Beneficial Reuse Management to use part of the building at 2825 Four Mile Road for gypsum pellet production, the site owned by Wispark LLC, and site plan approval to expand the existing Ortho Lab building at 2525 Three Mile Road for a second shift and more workers. Well, as the prices for milk near a 10-year low, Wisconsin's dairy farmers are taking a real revenue hit that is forcing some to put off buying or even upgrading equipment for their operations. Price of milk has dropped by 60 cents per gallon nationwide since 2015. For generations, Wisconsin's family dairy farmers have been milking their cows twice a day on a strict schedule. That philosophy is changing with what's called voluntary robotic milking systems, especially with smaller operations. Laura Jones is a dairy manager at Blue Knoll Farms, where she says the cows can just walk into the barn any time of the day, and they get milked by a robot.
It kind of just looks like an elbow. It bends at the center, just like our elbow. It's a little camera laser screen that finds each one, and that's how it gets the milking accomplished.
Says the systems are also convenient for farmers because they require less labor, and she says the cows actually appear to be happier. With the GOP National Convention starting today in Cleveland, there's word that Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker actually suggested to Donald Trump he stop attacking Republicans and instead focus his attention on Hillary Clinton. JS Online quoting the governor saying his advice to Trump was unsolicited, but that he really limit his comments about other people to Hillary Clinton and to a lesser extent even Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. Governor Walker adding that he told Trump to talk about the contrast between himself and Hillary and what he can do to make everyday Americans have a better life. State Department of Transportation using a new process to rehabilitate asphalt pavement shows great promise for saving time and money and natural resources, according to Steve Krebs. He's director of the Bureau of Technical Services for the DOT. The process is called cold-in-place pavement recycling. He says the process involves milling the asphalt surface, mixing it with a rejuvenating agent, and then putting it back down all in one process.
And we'll continue to monitor those projects to see how this new process and the recycled pavement performs over the long term. But we think it has great potential. It cuts down on the amount of time a road is under construction. It avoids the need to haul pavement to and from the recycling plant. And in the end, it saves money and natural resources.
The DOT typically does about 5 of these cold-in-place recycling projects each year, according to Krebs. The new technique can be used when the pavement surface has deteriorated, but the underlying subgrade is still in good shape. The Northwoods League will be holding its All-Star Baseball game tomorrow night at Kenosha's historic Simmons Field. Tonight, though, another kind of history will be made, the league holding a home run hitting contest at the Lake Michigan shoreline. 9 players each from the North and South divisions will be hitting balls into the harbor, designated lines and markers to mimic the dimensions of the ballpark. The player with the most home runs after 9 innings will be the champion. The location is the pier at 52nd Street and 6th Avenue. There is an admission fee for the Home Run Derby if you want to go. It all begins at about 6:30 tonight. Former Milwaukee State Senator Gary George is once again looking to take the 4th Congressional District job away from incumbent Gwen Moore for the second time in 2 years. George maintains that Moore has shown little or no leadership on a host of issues like crime and job creation, education funding, and the student debt crisis. Moore says her seniority will benefit constituents in upcoming battles over gun control and GOP efforts to slash the social safety net. George's criminal conviction prohibits him from holding a state office, but not a federal position. The two will square off in the August 9th Democratic primary. Then the winner has to face independent candidate Robert Raymond, Libertarian Andy Craig, and Republican Weldon Carnahan. Be aware of fake apps making Pokemon Go actually stop for people who download the badware. At least 3 fake apps have turned up on the official Google Play Marketplace, and one called Pokemon Go Ultimate is posing the biggest threat. It locks the screen of a device as soon as it's installed, and in many cases, restarting an infected phone will not unlock the screen. That involves removing the battery or using the Android Device Manager. Security experts say 2 other fake apps on Google Play are called Guide and the Cheats for Pokemon Go and Install Pokemongo. Kenosha's Harborside Academy, it requires completion of a senior project to go with regular academics. This past school year, a list of projects included trips to East Africa and Nicaragua. Graduate Kimmy Lindsay was part of a team that built a water tank in Nicaragua where previously there was no access to fresh water. And Cordell Solomayo's father is from an East African city, but while having previously visited there, his trip this past time around, well, that had a different focus. They delivered 50 soccer balls to orphans.
Every time I've gone there previously, I just stay with my grandparents, and they have a nice house. Never really thought about there's actually people living here that are sleeping on the roads and have holes in their roofs of their put-together huts, and they can't afford anything. They're going car to car trying to sell like mops or like field mice or just simply begging for a little bit of something.
Both students talking about their project work with our partners at Gateway Public Radio. And one of the items on Tuesday night's Racine Common Council agenda is a proposed lease agreement with the Great Lakes Community Conservation Corps for use of the one-time fire station number 5 facility at 1437 Marquette Street. The GLCCC is based in Milwaukee. It is called a regional job training and education program for disadvantaged individuals in southeast Wisconsin. It has been a partner with Solar Racine on solar energy projects in the area, including schools, businesses, and governments. The request to use the old fire station will be going before the Racine Public Works and Services Committee. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.